Ryan!
Hey, Ed, what's up?
So, I'm really excited about this. You know how...
you got this big, shit-eating grin on your face.
Yeah, well,
it's the holiday season.
Yeah.
Why did you say it's so sing-songy?
Ed obviously has something planned here.
Yo, shut.
You're kind of
giddy. He's full of Christmas spirit, you fuck.
All right. So it was kind of expensive, but we all chipped in.
Yep.
You shouldn't have.
Yeah.
No, we want
the holidays. You know, the club goes better.
Yeah, hey, let's use this nice basement of yours, you know, to record our stuff.
Yeah, so, let us. Anyway, so you know how you've always wanted to have an appointment with a hypnotist?
You're talking about it all the time.
Yeah, I do recall mentioning that occasionally.
Yeah, no, you don't stop talking about it. You literally, like, it's all you talk about. So we did it. We hired the great Santini.
I am the great Santini. Yeah.
You guys, that's just Derek.
Well, he took a 3-hour course on
that. That's why it costs so much money.
I used to just be the average one, and then I finished the 3rd hour.
All right, stop overselling it.
Sorry.
All right,
do I need to lay down or relax or what?
Sit down in this magical chair.
All right.
Is the chair really magical?
No, not really. It hasn't taken the course yet. You are getting very sleepy. Now you're asleep.
My God, it worked.
That was the sudden idea.
Yeah, he's...
Ryan?
He's wow. Out. Yeah. All right.
All right. I'm going to give you a trigger phrase, and when you hear it, you'll act in the way I tell you. When you hear Alex say, "Boy, the weather sure is awful today," you will feel compelled to post the fuckable table.
Yes.
Wait, guys, we've had... really, like, remarkably nice weather.
When I hear Alex say, "Boy, the weather has been awful today," I will feel compelled to post the fuckable table.
God, you know.
Well, now it's there. That's the trigger phrase.
Warming's the worst.
I mean, I don't feel comfortable bringing up shitty weather if it's been really nice.
Yeah, I don't want to be dishonest.
We might as well bring him out of it.
Yeah.
All right, wake the fuck up!
Wow.
I am my own.
No, that was good. That was good, Aaron.
Alex, what do you think of the weather?
It's been great, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
We are recording.
And here it comes.
Swallow it.
Wait, don't look straight up. You're going to choke on it.
He's going to...
Oh, God.
He, like, popped a little bit.
It just went up. Well, at least he didn't get it everywhere that time. It just, like, went back down on him.
Ryan, you might have to change your ceiling tiles.
Yeah, look at that. Gross
now.
It's just dripping into his mouth again.
He's like a turkey. He's looking up while it's raining on him.
All right. Hey, everybody.
The turkeys are awesome.
Welcome to another Ragnarok actual play. Oh, Mario just drowned in his vomit.
Oh, no. What it was bound to happen.
Maybe is anyone going to give him mouth-to-mouth to save him?
Oh, no.
You bastards!
Hey,
that was a test.
You had a mouthful of puke. It was gross.
I'm not. Yeah,
I don't like you that much.
I'm not even trained in CPR, so I wouldn't even know what to do.
I would do it for you.
I hope not.
Okay, so tonight we are playing Fate Accelerated. This is the Masters of Umdar.
Wait, how accelerated is it?
Very accelerated. And this scenario is called the Star Blades of Seul.
Oh, God.
So, why don't we, for those who don't know, Masters of Umdar is an awesome Fate World scenario that was published a few months ago. It's kind of like a high fantasy sci-fi thing. I'm not going to read the whole description again, but you should go look it up. You could pay what you want for it, or it's like $5. It's really cheap, but it's awesome.
Give Fred Hicks your money.
Yes. So, why don't you start introducing your characters? We'll start with Ed. Tell us, like, what your bio form is, and, you know, what your character is.
Is it because I'm wearing black?
My name is Ed, and I will be playing Krugmu Dampbeard. He is the lovebird. He is the love child of an insane dwarven artificer and a mutated sea creature.
Freebird!
He is also a cyborg and an artificer himself. So he's basically like a half dwarf, half deep one cyborg.
All right, I'll go next. Hey everybody, I'm Ryan. I'm going to be playing Anomaly Dust Eater, the Invisomutant Rogue.
Oh yeah, prove it.
God damn it, James. We dealt with this.
Yeah, right.
Anomaly has horrible translucent skin that I haven't decided. I'm gonna go with gender neutral. Okay. Anomaly has horrible translucent skin that they can use to make themselves like semi-transparent. They must avenge their fallen mutant clan. Their entire mutant clan was killed by Protosexia, the War Queen.
Protosexia.
Doofus.
She's sexier than you.
She is.
I'm going home now.
Wow, she makes that joke all the time, and if you don't laugh, she murders you on the spot. they have a giant panda idiot sidekick, which
that's
we'll get
me.
To.
Chris?
Why are you saying they?
Gender neutral.
Gender neutral.
Oh, okay. I thought you were two people.
Isn't it Z?
Could be whatever.
Yeah, want. I'm going with they, because Z is not a real thing.
It's genitals mutated off.
Yeah, who needs them? All right, I'm going to be... Oh, I'm Chris, and I'm going to play Glibslosh, the half-human, half-frog centaur thief. And I'm very ugly, even for a frog tour.
All right, Meyer.
Tour.
I'm Meyer, and I'm playing Ryan's best buddy, the panda bear man swashbuckler, Kai Beastblood, the soul of the bamboo isle.
Isle. Chris, did you say that you were my brother, kind of?
I guess, kind of.
You're
they have the same father.
The same
Stop
person made
my introduction.
Yeah.
Fucking Sorry. Piece of shit.
I thought you were done because there was a pause.
Yeah, that's right.
I just like awkward pauses.
He was still pronouncing.
he was pronouncing all the silent E's at the end of
aisle. Yes.
There's a lot.
I am resurrecting the Musketeers, who were a legendary force that have been wiped out. And I'm a big fanboy of them, and so I'm trying to resurrect them.
What kind of force were the Musketeers?
They were legendary. They were a peacekeeping force. They all do like you know they were like kick ass and do good.
Okay,
get the ladies. Everyone loved them.
Take off their pants
and jacket.
And yeah, they did all like the legendary stuff. All like the. Like legends.
People tell tales of
the Musketeers.
Well, I mean, I at least do. Some like most people don't give a shit anymore.
most of their tales have been lost to the mists of time.
It's like kids' tales, basically. Now,
gotcha.
And
like, be good, or the Musketeers will come for you.
And then I'm kind of stupid, so I take things at face value, and I owe Ryan enamel on his dust eater on his anomaly dust eaters. I owe him my life because he saved my life from
it.
Oh, I saved its life from.
Honestly,
I'm stupid. I don't understand like gender.
You don't understand non-binary pronouns.
Yeah, no. So I owe him my life because he saved mine. So I have to be. I'm there forever for him. I'm his life debt. I'm his reluctant Wookiee.
Stop misgendering me, god damn it!
No, stop gendering me.
I also have a laser rapier.
Okay.
Chris, are we going with the whole dad came on a pile of frog eggs thing?
Well, I don't think literally that. I think maybe he found some frog eggs and spliced some of his DNA into it to see what would happen, and one of them hatched into me.
Alright.
He was a tinkerer.
And James.
Yay, it's my turn. Finally. I'm James. I'm playing a robot battle mage. And his name is Robotic Automaton Magician. And he was built by Ed's father. And he's trying to...
Wait, Ed's father?
Oh, no.
Ed, your dad made James' character?
Yeah.
I only wrote half your... I think I wrote Krugmoo.
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 Krugmoo. Damp beard. Krugmoo. Damp beard. Now, was your father named Damp Beard, or was that like a name you inherited?
He was Wet Beard.
Sure.
He hasn't earned Damp Beard. He's earned Wet Beard.
My
he's
beard is only damp
beard.
Beard slosh.
He built me without a soul, so my sole purpose in life is to find one.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I did. I done did it.
Okay, so this is the backstory for our current adventure. There are hundreds of tales of the Demiurge and of the magical devices they crafted. One tale tells of how the goddess Ryglossi used her glove of the sky to call forth the first monsoon.
Her shock glove of the
Another sky. Tale tells of how the trickster god Argonoth used his cloak of confusion to rob the void lords of their riches. Other tales center on terrible tools of destruction. One of the most terrifying legends speaks of the five star blades of Seul. According to the tale, the Demiurge were besieged by the Hrothma, being so full of hate that they could kill with a glance. Thus, the smith Seul forged a weapon that could attack the Hrothma from afar. He crafted the Fire Rain Wheel, which wiped the Hrothma armies, crafts, and cities off the face of the planet. So fearsome was the fire rain that the Demiurge themselves feared its power should it ever be turned against them. They disabled the fire rain wheel by breaking off its five spokes and scattering them across Umdar. From these five spokes were forged five swords, known as the Star Blades. Each indestructible blade bears great power when wielded in battle, but this strength is nothing compared to the power of the Fire Rain Wheel, to the destruction that would be brought should it be restored. But who would be mad enough to do such a thing? It would seem the only person mad enough to do it is Khaji Sah, the Bloodmonger, who is the right-hand woman to the Queen of the Dinosauroids, Master Apatax. Khaji Sah has spent the last few months hunting down the Starblades, supposedly for her master, but perhaps for herself? Does she seek the Fire Rain to benefit her leader, or to replace her?
I don't know.
You five were first commissioned to seek the Starblades on the request of the Hierophant Argena of the Evenlight Kingdom, who fears her land will be the first to fall should the Fire Rain Wheel be restored. Previously,
on Lost.
Yes.
Previously, on X-Men.
You tried to secure the first of the Starblades for Khaji Sah, but she beat you to it. Now you are in a race with her to find the second Starblade.
Yeah, I better run that
bitch.
So, first, what happened last time? Why did you guys not get the last Starblade?
I don't know.
What happened?
The last one has...
My batteries ran
last
low.
When we tried it.
The first Starblade. Yeah, sorry. Why did you fail to retrieve the first Starblade?
I ran out of battery.
Okay, right. So we had a choice. We could either abandon robotic automaton. What's his face?
Ram.
Ram. We could either abandon Ram to his fate of being a dead robot forever, or we could have accessed the secret chamber where the Star Blade was hidden.
Yeah, we can't do that. He's one of the Musketeers.
Okay, so the reason you did not receive, you did not catch the last Starblade was because you had to plug in RAM.
not enough RAM.
Yes, it was not enough RAM. So, this game begins at one of your favorite watering holes called the Thornhog. You have plugged RAM in for quite a long time and his batteries are popped off. And you are all sitting here enjoying a drink and trying to figure out your next move because you don't know where the second Starblade is.
Don't leave him plugged in for too long. His battery will become supercharged and become less effective.
Supercharged sounds like it's more effective, though.
Don't worry, I'm keeping an eye on his battery meter. As soon as it gets to 100%, I'll unplug him.
But anything with super in front of it is better.
No. Trust me, this is beyond your understanding.
Try it.
I go into the calculations and the programming that goes into building
All right.
a robot.
Meyer, roll clever.
Can I roll clever too?
No, you don't have to.
Minus two.
You don't get it.
I get it.
All right, Chris, it's your turn to buy the round.
Does someone bring that up?
What's their face? anomaly.
You can only see it sometimes.
Anomaly belches and holds up an empty pitcher and says, "Glib, it's your round."
Yes, I suppose it is. We were drinking the cheap stuff, right?
That's all they have here.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's why it's our favorite water.
Well then.
All right, so you take the picture and you go up to the
really
bar.
Cheap stuff.
The bartender is named Frognock. And you drop the pitcher on the bar. He just nods and grabs it and starts filling it up from the cask of ale. And you hear, as you're waiting at the bar,
battery
a boisterous
complete man
down at the end, who seems to be rather drunk. You hear him say, "Once Kajisa gets the next star blade, we'll be set for life."
Did you say Kaji Star?
Kajisa.
Kajisa.
That's the bitch!
You don't hear it, Ryan. Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to keep listening. I'm not going to perk up yet.
He's, you look down, you know, you just glance down.
But your nipples
he's talking
perk up
to,
a little bit.
Yes, they do.
He's talking to a bar wench, trying to impress her. Oh, Kajisa. I'm like her number two guy, and, once we get the second star blade, we're gonna bring it back to our master and then lay waste to everything around us. But we'll spare the pretty ones like you.
I'm keep listening.
He just goes on. Now he's just boasting.
Hey, you, at the end.
Yeah, why?
You're going after those star blades. Was it star blades?
Yes.
That's a quite impressive feat.
Ah, well, Kajisa's troop is quite impressive.
Ow. Ah, there's more of you.
Oh, there's a whole army of us.
A whole army? How many?
Oh, hundreds.
Lots. I'm quaking in my shirt.
You don't wear pants?
No, he doesn't wear pants.
What shorts?
Nope, no pants, no shorts, no
oh
shoes.
My god.
Quaking in his shirt.
You're a froggy.
Where is your army going to find this?
Okay, now you're going to have to roll.
Well, where could one find such a blade? What do I have to roll?
It depends how you want to. It depends how you're going about it. You could do plus sneaky. You could do stop rolling my dice.
No.
You could do clever if you wanted to.
I'd like to do sneaky, because that's the one I gave three to.
Okay.
So I roll all four of these, right?
Yes, and he's going to try to defend.
All right.
With clever,
I got five altogether.
To see if he can see through it. Yeah. No. You. He did.
We have to, come here.
He's 6 feet to come down the bar.
I like look left and look right and lean in. And, yeah.
We have to. There's a temple in the midst of the psycho jungle. They say that's where the star blade is hidden.
Yeah, the psycho jungle, a dangerous place.
Oh, it is. But
how
Kajisa's
far in do you have to travel to find this wondrous blade?
Oh, that I don't know. I only know that the temple is at the center of the psycho jungle.
The center? When is your army taking off on such a impressive journey?
Oh, they leave at first light. Kajisa is eager for the next blade.
If you guys want, the rest of you can make, clever or sneaky to see if you're listening in on the conversation, because he's not back with the drinks yet.
I got five on sneaky.
Okay.
I got two.
I got nothing.
Clever.
You hear Kajisa over the din of the talk in the bar. Come from the guy that Glib is now leaning in and whispering to conspiratorially.
I got one.
Oh, man.
It's a loud bar.
Yeah.
It's almost like frogs have nipples.
It's a loud bra.
Battery at maximum capacity.
Yeah, makes sense.
It's a loud bra bar.
Unplug him! He's still at 98%. Waiting for that last 2%.
It always takes the longest.
So, those are numbers you wrote down, right?
I
knew that.
Proud of you.
Oh, wait, you guys each get fate points, too.
I don't wanna.
Yeah, everyone gets 3 fate points.
Ah, 3 fate points.
Is that fella off by the bar talking about...
Meyer and Chris.
So,
James, that's enough.
No. Kajisa.
Ed, catch it!
Is this a number 2?
No,
yes, that is also
that's a coaster.
Okay.
So, if you guys want, there is the aspect here of Rowdy Pub.
That is a piece of gum.
And that
battery near maximum capacity.
That has to be a number, right?
Yeah,
fine. I'll unplug him.
Nice, got it.
What number is it?
Battery charging.
You lost your fish voice.
Well,
yeah, I know.
I mean. It's
it was hard to do.
Let me figure this one out.
You guys are talking about nothing, so Chris.
I have a question. The person that we're trying to beat to these swords, they know we're going after the map as well?
Yes, you've had a brief encounter with Kajisa.
Okay, so trying to.
She knows that you are also seeking the swords.
Alright. Is she attractive?
Do you like lizard people?
Oh, yeah.
Then, yeah.
Oh, fuck
yeah. That's really great.
That's
how he got his wife.
That's how Ed put the moves on Sarah.
He was a lizard?
Yeah. I pretended to be a lizard and she just... And he danced like that. For you guys at home, Ed was just dancing.
I wouldn't call that dancing. I would call that psychic terrifying.
Psychic terrifying?
Yeah.
See, you distracted him so much he can't even formulate a proper sentence.
What are you
going to
do?
How many of you are going after the sword this time? The whole army?
Oh, Kajisa is going to send an expeditionary force to, or a scouting force to find the temple and secure it before the main host follows through.
I'm getting thirsty!
Shut up!
You should...
Rowdy
you should,
friends! They don't know what a good story is about.
Well...
Tell you what. Why don't you come join us? And you can have drinks on us, and you can tell us all about your expedition.
Ooh. Free drinks, huh?
That's right, my fish friend over there is paying.
Well... I always do like to make fishmen pay out the gills. All right, he gets up and stumbles. The rest of you guys look over and you see this is the guy.
Enemy acknowledged.
There's a guy with a big fur coat holding a goblet, and he comes and stumbles over to your table and plops down. Oh. Well met, friends.
Look,
thank you for your kindness,
Mr.
Fish.
Yes, you're buying him a drink, just like you said.
Better be acknowledged.
Did you say that?
I nudge the robot.
Battle protocols deactivated.
Twice he said it before. Right when he said he was going to buy you a drink as well.
I don't drink.
You're drinking that.
Oh, I am doing that.
Yes, it's a good thing I asked you to hold my gold. Why don't you give it back to me?
Because I'm a thief, you know that.
He stole your money.
No one can. We're musketeers. We do good.
I think the panda should... buy us a round of drinks.
He's got drinks, though.
Ah, yes, but not enough for our new friend.
Why are we so friendly with this guy, Glib?
Just shut up.
I was just telling your friend here about how Kaji-san and I are going to go secure the legendary Starblade.
Starblade! Legendary. What an exciting tale.
Where's the Starblade? We need it.
Oh, you're seeking the Starblades too, are ya?
Well, of course.
Many have tried, but none have succeeded.
Well, we are the Musketeers, but of course we're going to do it. We're a legendary team.
And our robot will be fully charged this time.
Wait, the... His eyes go wide and he stands up.
You're the ones who are at the temple!
You guys are idiots.
Yo, yeah.
I guess we should probably fight now.
Threat detected.
So roll plus quick battle to mode. See your initiative order.
I can use quick. Plus slashing, right?
If you're using your lance.
Yeah. I got three.
I got one.
Wait, what are we doing? It's
plus quick for
four.
Initiative.
Four. Three.
Four.
Anyone
four.
More than four?
Treasure maps. Mm.
All right. So Ed is at four. Meyer and Ryan are both at three.
Yep.
So is this guy whose name you didn't even ask.
Don't need to know.
Yeah.
Well, can I roll Tessara kind of like roll flashy again? Advantage?
To be fair, we are starting the game at the time when we usually start to just wrap fuck it and attack.
I'm at two.
Chris?
One.
So James.
Do we do that on my turn? This,
no, you do it right now.
Oh.
If you want. So.
I beg your pardon, my drunken threatening, sir. Before we fight, what is your name?
I'm Mac the Merc.
Oh, great.
You're Mac the Dead, plus four.
Okay, what do you do, Meyer?
I whip out my laser rapier and go... And can I car... Big a D in his shirt for or an X for dead because that's where he's gonna.
Okay.
I don't know how to spell.
All right, so I'm gonna give you the Zorro.
X is on his eyes.
So no, that's an attack. So you get one free invoke of Zorro. You carved an X into his shirt. So if you go to attack him,
you're dead.
Yes. Okay, so Ed, you're up first. What are you doing?
I'm gonna javelin it.
Okay, roll plus flashy then.
That is three.
Okay, yeah, you hit him. He's drunk and not going quite as fast as he usually does, and your javelin just spears him right in the shoulder, and he screams out in pain as it sticks in him. Ryan and Meyer, you're both up at the same time.
Rapiering and making him dead.
That's the sound he makes. What do
I roll? What's my roll? Flashy?
Fish.
Yes, if you want.
And you can invoke, Zorro for
X
plus
is
two.
Dead for plus two.
Well, roll.
Yeah, wait and see if you need it.
Yeah, I do. Because that's a mine.
I kind of forgot how to play this game.
That's two.
It's not hard.
Well, two.
And then you can invoke. If you invoke your aspect, you'll kill him.
I will invoke my aspect.
Okay. He stumbles as Ed.
Dusty, get out of the way! I don't want you to hurt.
As Krugmu plunges the javelin into his shoulder.
I'm not Krugmu.
I know.
He's explaining what's going on.
As Krugmu plunges the javelin into his shoulder. Mank screams out and twists, and as you do, you just plunge your laser rapier
right between the X for dead.
Yes, right in the center of the X. And he goes, and there's a sizzle as your laser rapier comes out.
Activating hydraulics. Don't worry, guys, I got this. He starts chopping the dead body.
It cauterizes the wound.
You know what? I think this fellow should pay for the drink.
Yeah, we should really... I start rooting through his pockets to find whatever I can.
there's enough gold to cover your drinks.
Anything
Does
else
anything
of use?
Else
Does he have a map or orders
no.
or anything? Nope. Just...
I think
all right,
we
yeah,
had some useful information, but
Now he's dead.
Well, I think we probably got what we needed out of him.
Yeah, I mean, I did put... I made the X for dead, so, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Honestly, once you bring Kai into it, the guy's probably gonna die.
I mean, if he's evil, yeah.
I didn't say we shouldn't have killed him. Just not so fast.
Well, let me make a suggestion. Next time you want to interrogate somebody, do it before you bring Kai into it, because he's a sweet boy, but he sort of leaps before he looks.
I don't understand what you're trying to...
Excuse me, find offense to that.
Yeah, I do too. What kind of...
Because you're a frog.
Alright, well, while we're having this argument in the middle of the crowded bar, I'm like, just watch this murder guy.
I'm like, damn it, Ed. That's how it was recording.
I'm like part Nixon, part Admiral Akbar.
Wait. Dust Eater, are you okay? He didn't catch you, right? He's patting you down. He didn't catch you, right? Okay.
I'm fine.
The bartender's like, alright, if you're not gonna clean up the body, then get out.
Sorry, I'll pick him up. Where do you want me to put him?
Cleaning up the body.
Do you have a carb or something? I mean...
He just reaches under the bar and pulls
What's the bartender's name?
Greg Thack? I forgot already.
Greg Thack!
It was Frog.
Did you check the bounty board? Is there a bounty on this fellow?
No.
Oh.
Really?
Worth a try.
Disposing of waste. And I just bend down, pick it up, and start walking it outside.
He's pretty evil. He has no bounty at all.
Not here.
Well, maybe somewhere else. We can carry him and get a bounty from
look,
him.
Look, look. Ram's already destroying the body.
This dude has an army of friends who are trying to find these Starblade things.
You're right. So let's kill them all, and then we'll become legends. Yeah, and then everyone will join us.
Leave now instead.
You guys just kind of hear like a giant saw starting up, and then like bones being, cut up.
Think about how awesome
people start to leave.
Think about the tale of like 4-5 musketeers taking our whole army and defeating them.
Probably we should wait till after we've gotten the Starblade.
That's true.
Yeah.
What did you get from him, by the way? Before he died.
They're leaving at first light.
And so where are they going?
To the center of the something forest.
The psycho forest?
The psycho forest.
Psycho jungle.
The psycho jungle?
Jungle, that was it.
Yes, it was the psycho jungle.
Do I know anything about the psycho jungle?
Make a clever roll, yeah.
That is 4.
4, okay, yes, the psycho jungle is not far from here.
The psycho jungle's not far from here.
I wasted a roll. I also got 4.
Well, I didn't know.
Okay, well, you both know that. And you both know, though, it is also a very dangerous place.
Of course it is.
Yes.
It's a very dangerous place.
Very dangerous, Douglas. You're like Mr. Dink.
Of course it is, because why would the fucking masters leave anything in a place that wasn't...
No, it wasn't the masters. It was the...
That's right, the Demiurge.
Well, this bar is a very dangerous place.
Well, if they're leaving at first light, why don't we leave now and cut them off at the pass?
Ah, yes, you mean the advice I just offered 2 minutes ago.
Yes.
Frogman's always one leap ahead.
Downloading laugh.
Okay.
Should have been uploading the laugh.
Oh, yeah. Well, downloading laugh, then playing laugh. Playing laugh track, and you hear, 1980s, canned laughing.
All right, so you guys leaving now?
Yes.
Immediately.
Well, first we're taking care of the bar and leaving, what's his name, Frogthock?
Frognock.
We just call him a different thing.
Large tip.
You leave him all the money that Mank had on it.
Thanks, Glogpluck.
Should we get provisions before our journey?
Well, you've already got... God damn it, why is your battery at 94% already?
I activated hydraulics to chop up dead body.
ever since he downloaded the update, he's just... His battery life is shit.
Last time, don't activate your hydraulics unless it's absolutely necessary.
Can we turn your Wi-Fi off? Do you mind?
Activating hydraulics next to other car at red light.
You know the data charges when he goes.
Please update settings. Would you like to register me?
No, we don't want to register you. You're jailbroken.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Look at all these apps you have open. Close them, please.
Trying to stay relevant in today's conversations.
You can stay relevant when we get back from the psycho jungle, okay?
Okay, speaking of which, you leave for the psycho jungle.
Very good.
No one answered my question about getting provisions. Okay.
You are adventurers. You have provisions. You are Chaonauts. You are. This is what you live for.
And I'm a frog. I just eat anything.
So, you got your vague directions. You know the direction of the psycho jungle.
We're going towards the center of it.
Yes, you're heading towards the center of the psycho jungle. Ed, which you know is the Temple of the Twin Suns. Its heart lays at the heart of the psycho jungle.
The old Temple of the Twin Suns.
Yes. However, you realize that even though you have a head start, Kajisa might even have scouts ahead now. So you shouldn't take the path, so you stick to the brush. So there are new aspects for this scene.
Yay!
So there is hallucinogenic fog.
Ooh.
Would I be affected by that, considering I'm a robot?
Yes.
What?
For reasons.
Reasons.
Oh.
And there's also vines of vegetation everywhere.
Because the fog condenses on your circuits and makes static arc from one spot to the other.
Ah.
See, that's science.
Yeah.
Or it's not actually fog, it's actually nanobots, and it affects you. Whatever you want. All right, so these are things that can be invoked in this scene. The hallucinogenic fog and the vines and vegetation everywhere.
Dude, you know it would be great? Just a great big fog of hallucinogenic nanobots, just like right there.
Activating hydraulics to cut up...
last time! You're down to 86% already.
Hydraulics. Activating spinners.
So, as you make your way through the wilds of the psycho jungle, you hear noises of the jungle all around you.
Stop screaming, keyboard cat!
But as you get deeper in, you hear a noise behind you, and you all turn... And you see a pack of three laser wolves.
Oh.
Ready to pounce upon you. They growl.
What are laser wolves?
What are laser wolves? I'm glad you asked.
I'm wondering.
That's a laser wolf.
Oh.
Isn't that the name of a character from Fiddler on the Roof?
Yeah.
Laser wolf?
Ed, did you look at the laser wolf or not?
Is that as sword as its tail? Or
no, that's a laser gun as its tail. So you guys have to roll quick again, or Ed, you can roll flashy. This is the actual combat that was supposed to come in.
I weren't supposed to kill that turret.
Four again.
No.
I got two.
I got four this time.
The wolves are also at four. Ed, you had four?
Mm-hmm.
Chris?
Four.
Ryan?
Oh, two.
Quick?
Yes. James?
One. I gotta go keep the last one.
At two.
Two. All right, so Ed, Chris, and the wolves are going first. You can see that they are mad with hunger, so they are going to try to eat you.
Begin a conflict. Flash. Plus three.
Plus three. Okay, so what do you do? What do you do to try to scare the wolves?
Well, I'm at four.
Meyer goes before everything else to flashy them.
What?
His rapier.
The same thing he did last time.
Yeah, it goes before the initiative starts.
I'm going to activate my rapier and just make spin really fast. Like a
All right, so you spin.
Twirl in front of me.
Yeah, like a baton twirler.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's your twirling.
Twirl.
Get 1-3 invoke to give you an advantage. All right, now you're up. So, Ed and Chris, what are you guys doing?
I'm going to stab it, I guess. With my javelin.
Okay. The wolves are going to shoot lasers at you guys. So, they're going to shoot at Meyer, because he's a giant panda, and Ed, because he's trying to stab one of them, and... James, because he's a robot.
That's right.
So, Chris, what are you doing?
I'm gonna crack one on the head with my warhammer.
Okay. That's gonna be. How are you doing it?
James, you're getting shot because you're a robot.
Yeah, they're racist.
They're racist laser wolves.
Okay. Is there anything I can do about that? No, I just get hit with that, right?
Yeah. Raise my.
Well, you could. You could use an action to like dodge if you wanted to.
Yeah, can I invoke my artificer concept because they're part laser?
Yeah. Well,
they're like part construct.
Yeah. Well, what'd you roll?
3.
Okay.
And then if I invoked, it would be...
It would be 5. Yeah. So what are you doing, Chris?
I'm going to lift my warhammer up above my head and crash it down on top of one of their heads.
All right. So how are you doing? Are you doing it forcefully?
Oh, yes, forcefully.
Okay.
Because it's a hammer.
So roll forceful. You can do that, Ed, but it still gets to shoot you because you're going at the same time. And it's a laser tail. It is rolling... So that is +4 to hit you. So you would take a moderate consequence.
Okay.
There would be something like a moderate consequence would be like a penalty. So -2 to quick or something like that. You could decide what you want it to be.
It's actually consequences are. Aspects.
Oh, right. It's an aspect. You're right. Yeah. I'm sorry. So what is your?
So it would be something that Alice can compel to give you fate points, like you're hobbled or badly burned or what about
singed beard now instead of damp beard?
Yeah. Maybe the laser has shorted out one of my cybernetic components.
All right, so short circuits.
Yeah, short circuit too.
All right, James, are you getting out of the way, or are you?
Can I use?
Yes, you killed it though.
Can I use clever to use my axe to the shiny part of my axe to reflect the beam back at them?
Yes.
As like my way of defending, or just that would reflecting be your action, the beam. Though. Yeah, that's yes. Fine.
You can. So it's going to be an opposed roll. What'd you get?
5.
Oh, yeah. So you succeeded with style. So you could do something extra. You could reflect it back at it if you want.
Okay, then I'll do that.
Okay, so you guys, they got a 1. So you spin your axe real fast and reflect the laser beam, and it bounces off your axe and straight back into the laser wolf, and it dies. Ryan, the other one... Oh, no, Meyer, you're being attacked. So are you going to dodge, or are you just going to...
No way.
What?
No way. Musketeers don't dodge.
Okay.
It's a musketeer handbook.
In that case...
That's why there's none left.
You take 1 stress.
You
got a +1. Mm. So you just mark your 1 box.
Okay.
Trying to download Woody comment.
All right, so there is... Oh, so Chris.
Just 1.
Connection not found.
1? Okay. Yeah, you hit it.
God damn it! Turn off your Wi-Fi! We're in the middle of nowhere!
Ryan and Maya are up next. There's 1 laser wolf remaining.
I'm
gonna hit it with my rapier, y'all.
I don't really have any offensive things.
Don't worry, I got you, buddy.
Okay.
Okay, so roll to hit it with your rapier.
That's that. Wait, that takes it away. +4.
Plus 4.
If I activate my twirling, that's +5.
That would be +6.
Oh, plus...
You have, like, well, it's a metal spear, well, Ryan.
It's going away anyway.
An invisible spear.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll use it.
Okay, yeah, you murder a laser wolf. Yeah,
made out of one of your fallen...
I twirl around, and then I just cut off its head.
All right. You're spinning your thing, and you just walk forward and...
The butter and the biscuits.
All right, those laser wolves did not stand a chance against you guys.
Krugamu is definitely beat right back.
Are you okay? They didn't get you, did
I'm
you?
I'm fine. I was just standing here the whole time.
Oh my gosh. I was so worried. I had to protect you.
I didn't get lasered. Don't worry, sure. Guy. I'm all right.
I did.
Activating body scans to check people's...
I don't have a life debt with you, though.
Damage report.
Forget, we don't have the battery power for life scans!
Kai seems... Kai... Oh, man. Sorry, brain stopped.
Okay.
Kai seems anxious.
Shall we press on?
Yes, let's.
All right, so.
Were you scared of us, Tipsy? Because they were scary.
They were very scary. But I agree.
So you were scared?
I was a little scared.
Oh my god, I failed you.
No.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
I'm okay now. They're dead.
Probably lash yourself a couple of times with a switch.
No, why do you tell him these things? He's gonna do it.
Give me a switch.
Chopping down branch.
Are you actually trying to hurt yourself, Meyer?
I know. You know what? Wait until after we've fetched the Starblade.
That's right. You might come up with more reasons to splash yourself.
Exactly.
You do them all at once.
Right, Meyer. I will invoke that you owe him a life debt. I'll give you a fate point if you switch yourself.
You have to do it now.
Okay. Yes.
I'll swap myself.
All right. So here's your fate point.
Uh-huh.
So you have to.
You took
a one stress?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so you take a two.
Oh, God.
As Kai just picks up the stick off the ground. No. Better yet, you go to one of the laser wolves and rip off its metal tail and just start whipping your back with it.
That looks painful.
His fur gets stained red with his blood.
Oh my god. Kai, you really don't. Oh.
That looks
my...
painful. Should I stop him?
Yes, please do.
I walk over and I put my hand, my good hand on your shoulder. There. You can stop that now.
Or, Meyer, I'll let you pick. You can either take a two stress box or you could take a mild consequence.
What's a mild consequence?
It would be something I could compel.
Take the stress because stress resets at the end of every scene.
Oh, okay. I'll take the stress.
Well, then this is going to carry over. So you'll have one stress at the start of the next
scene. Okay, that's fine. Sounds good.
You got a fate point for it. So, okay. So, you guys managed to make your way through
this. What are the fate points for again?
You could spend them. You can to invoke one of your aspects and gain plus two to a roll. Or as many aspects as you want. Many aspects as you have fate points.
All right, what was that? Five?
Okay,
six? So that's good. That's good. That's enough. That's
right. These, if we've got.
I believe yes, that's the proper. Yeah. Proper penance. Right.
Stunts you can use. Yeah.
Allowing
your
master
stunts
to
allow.
Be frightened by laser balls.
So, like, let's say the last time you were jumping to hit that guy with your hammer, and you rolled really poorly, you could invoke Frogman to give you a plus two.
You could also...
I could have killed the stupid thing instead of not killing it.
You can...
jumped high first.
You could invoke... You can invoke your own aspects for a reroll if you want.
Oh yeah.
In addition to a plus two, can I take a laser wolf tail as a weapon?
As a weapon, no. You have nothing to power it. You could take a laser wolf tail. It doesn't do anything. It's just a laser wolf.
Well, he just whipped himself with it though.
Right. It's not going to give you any bonus.
Okay.
It's not how fate works. You can have a laser wolf tail.
Well, I mean, like, it would just be cosmetic. Like, you would say, I'm fighting with a laser wolf.
Maybe you can attach the laser wolf tail to our robot, who has a power source.
Can I cleverly attach it to my laser javelin to give it a boost?
You don't have a laser javelin.
A lancer javelin, I mean. To make it a laser lancer?
No, because it's just a lance.
Just attach it to the robot, damn it.
It'll drain power.
Yeah, but I'm MacGyver. I'm going to take my lance.
It has terrible power.
And, okay, roll right. Clever.
That is two.
Two. You're not quite sure. There's a laser wolf tail. You might get one shot out of it. It's not a great job. You kind of just taped it on. You might get one shot.
That's a terrible tape sound. I'm never doing that again.
Yeah, don't ever do that again.
Wait, you haven't been practicing your tape sounds?
That was a bad.
Well, no, I only.
No, that's the sad part. He has been. I've been practicing my tape sounds. Oh. Guys?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I've only been doing scotch. I haven't did duct tape.
Oh, you failed.
All right, so. You manage to make your way through the rest of the psycho jungle without getting attacked by any more laser wolves and without going insane.
We have fun again.
And you step into a large clearing, and the miasma of the hallucinogenic fog goes away. And
it's quiet.
There is a temple in front of you.
Be careful.
The temple is covered in overgrowth, abandoned for thousands of years. But despite this, the architecture of the demiurge remains strong. So are you going to... The front of the temple is open, but it goes into shadowy darkness.
You guys stay here. I will scout ahead.
I will follow you because
I'm invisible. Don't follow me.
I mean, they might... What if
you're huge and I'm invisible. Don't follow me.
But what if you're in danger?
I'll be fine.
Don't.
I follow me.
Wait a minute. I have a very important question to ask you because...
I take back my statement of being too quiet.
If you don't answer this question, then Anomaly Dust Eater will die.
Oh, gosh. What's the question?
Come here.
Okay, what's up? What's the question?
While he's doing this, I'm sneaking off.
My question.
Okay. If you let him come with you, Ryan, I'll give you both a fate point.
My name is Kai.
I think that's up to him.
Yeah, and I'm just going to make up questions, like, with really easy answers.
I'm Kai, Beast
Boy. Okay, so Kai's not coming then.
The soul of...
All right, so Ryan, roll... I guess you're trying to do it sneakily?
Yeah.
So roll sneaky.
Plus four.
Okay, so how far in are you going? So basically, you enter into... There's a main foyer... and there you can kind of see there's just like a tunnel, not a tunnel, a hallway that leads forward, sort of down at an angle.
Anomaly goes dim as they sneak up to the temple's entrance, and they kind of peek their head inside, see if there's anyone inside, any detectable movement or anything like that.
No, it's quiet.
Too quiet.
No.
Yeah, a little too rough.
No, it's... I mean, it's quiet.
All right. In that case, Anomaly, you know, shifts back and gives them, you know, like, waves them forward.
Anomaly is summoning us.
Okay.
Should we go?
So, the main foyer is what you went into.
Yes, good. You saved him.
I did.
Now let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
Are we going over there sneakily, or are we going over there?
It's up to you. I mean, there's no one there. That's what Anomaly found.
Yeah, I give you, like, the all-clear signal.
All right, so you guys go in. As I said, there's a large foyer. Vines hang from the ceiling. There is the...
Licorice vines?
No. There is the...
I'm going to eat one anyway.
Expert craftsmanship.
Poisonous.
I thought of a great way that if I fail my sneak, that like it's how bad it goes. All of a sudden, you just hear a dial-up modem going off.
So that is an aspect on the scene here. Expert craftsmanship.
Hit
because
the panic button.
This temple is thousands and tens of thousands of years. No, it's for everyone. It's for the scene. It's tens of thousands of years old, and it's still in really, really good shape. And like I said, there's a tunnel leading forward and down into the depths of the earth.
Yeah, right.
Prove it.
It's there.
Is that the only way to go?
Yep.
So let's go.
I'm bungee jumping down.
Wait!
It's not straight down, it's on an angle.
Wait! You can't!
Why?
You don't have a bungee cord.
It's not straight down.
And it's not straight down.
You should be careful when you're jumping down a decline, though. I had this friend in magic college who jumped down a flight of stairs hit his head.
What sort of idiot would do that?
Yeah, just jump straight into the ceiling. That'll prove I'm not drunk.
Is that what you did?
I may have done that. I may have been unconscious for an unknown amount of time.
All right, so as you go down the corridor, everyone roll careful.
I'm not careful, though.
I'm so not careful.
Ugh, I rolled really careful, though.
I got two, yeah.
The floor is at a 32-degree angle.
Five careful.
No, I got nothing.
Plus I got four. Zero. Even
zero.
Careful. Negative two.
Can I invoke my giant panda idiot sidekick so that Kai grabs me if I'm about to walk into a trap or something?
Okay, so...
Alright, so that's set up plus two, then.
Alright.
Will two be okay, or should I invoke something?
No, what were you at? You were at...
I'm negative two.
Yeah, no, you're okay, Ed. You're all walking forward, and Ryan, and, sorry, not Anomaly, suddenly Kai grabs you on the shoulder and yanks you back. And Glib and Krug are in front, and you guys turn around, and all of a sudden a stone wall slides shut in front of you guys between cutting the party in half. And you turn around, and another stone wall slides shut. And then you hear water starting to fill the space that you're in.
We could have been just separated,
so,
and I couldn't have saved you. What were you thinking?
Wait, did the two fish people just get stuck in the water trap?
Yes.
Oh, well.
No, you're only part fish people.
I'm an amphibian.
Right, so you need air.
Yeah.
So wait, I'm okay, even though I passed the...
No, you're in the trap. Also, you don't know what's in the water.
Oh.
So wait, when I said, should I...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, James is. I'm sorry. Okay. No, James and Chris.
Oh,
James and Chris are in the trap.
James,
so it's the frog and the robots.
He's in a short circuit.
So this is a new type of thing. This is called a cliffhanger. So
no,
the way this works,
I got waterproofing.
Is you have five actions to break out. You have to succeed on three of your five actions to escape. It's not five rounds where everyone gets an action. You get five things to do. So you have to take an approach. So pick your approach. What are you going to do? There's five of you, so I'll say you can each get one action. So you guys on the inside, you can indirectly help, or, well, it depends what you want to do. You also see that the two of you on the inside, water pours from the ceiling, starting to flood the corridor, and strange glyphs glow on the wall for reasons that you can't discern.
Is there a top to this?
Yes, it's a hallway.
I would like to light a jar of pyro clay and set it at the base of the wall, using my clever.
I see, okay. Because there's walls and there's a ceiling.
It's you're in a hallway and
there's
walls and...
We're completely closed off.
Yes.
So it's pitch black?
Pretty much, except for the lights on James.
Oh, good. I'm glad he died.
I'll say, James, you have a flashlight. You're
turn those down, Captain.
Activating high beams.
All right, Glib is going to put some explosive at the
Krug
base of the door. Krug. Don't roll yet.
Yeah, right.
I am going to search the hallway, see if there's like a release lever or anything of that nature.
Oh yeah, Ryan's looking down the hallway.
Okay.
No surprise.
Big surprise.
There.
I'm gonna start banging on. I'm gonna start
my skull and smash my head into the rock and try to break it.
That's what I was gonna do. I was gonna use my hydraulics and just start pounding
on
the wall to try and break it.
So, Krug is on one side. Then there's a wall. Then there's these two trapped guys.
And then there's another wall,
and then there's Kai and
Will my thick skull help?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Well, here's the way that cliffhangers work. There's, you know, six different approaches that you could take to the situation. Some are easy, and some are more difficult. So depending how you try to go about it will depend on how many successes you need to roll. And I'm not going to tell you until you roll.
I'm by myself on the other side. Yeah, you're by yourself on the other side.
You were all the way in the back.
So I'll use my thick skull and slam my head into it.
So who's in the middle?
You
two.
You're in the trap.
Ed's in the front, and the two of them are in the back.
Okay, well, I'm going to be trying to hammer on the wall with my axe, with the hydraulics, to try to break the wall down to get to...
All right, so James is going forceful.
Yeah.
Meyer's going forceful.
Yes.
Ed, you're going clever. Ryan, Chris, what are you doing?
I'm searching the area for like a release lever or anything that might help.
So would that be clever?
That could be clever. You could do it sneaky if you want.
You said we have two turns, or five turns, right?
Yes, you each do one thing.
So
I'll do it sneaky.
If I took a turn to cleverly find like a structural weak point,
mm-hmm.
and then the next round cleverly
place... No, it's not rounds.
It's not rounds.
No,
there's
we
five
do one
things.
Thing.
We each do one action.
You pick one
okay.
thing and that's it.
Or one person does five things. You get five actions. In those five actions, you need three successes. So you could try to cleverly find a mechanism to release it, or you could, you know, cleverly place your explosive in the right spot.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. So, Ryan, you're cleverly looking for something?
You said I could do a sneaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sneakily looking for something.
And Chris, what are you doing?
I guess I'll go ahead and just use my hammer and pound against the wall as well.
So that's going to be forceful, too.
Yeah.
All right, so Ed, roll clever. Ryan, sneaky. Everyone else, roll forceful.
Four.
Six.
Four as well.
One.
James?
Oh, four.
All right.
I thought I had five, but they canceled out.
Ed, Ryan, and Meyer succeed.
So, yay.
Oh, I thought we were succeeding as a group.
Well, no. You guys all worked together. However, you two failed. So this is the way...
James got a four also.
Yeah, James was going for forceful.
Oh. And so was I.
Yeah, that wasn't enough. You needed five.
Oh, I thought you said we needed three.
You need three successes.
Each approach has a different target difficulty.
I'm confused. So if you went at it forceful,
it was a tricky thing to do. Yeah, you need to get plus five.
Because you're basically just like pounding.
My sixes didn't count.
Yeah, because you didn't.
I didn't get five.
You didn't roll a success.
Yeah. Okay.
Neither did James. You and James both got plus four. Which wasn't enough for the approach.
I went at it cleverly.
No, you each got plus four, which wasn't enough. Because you were each doing the same thing.
So
I rolled one, so I didn't get plus four.
Oh, I thought you said you rolled four.
No.
Ah, yeah. Well, it still doesn't matter.
You definitely failed. All right.
Then I went at it clever, and since clever was...
Was at plus three.
Right.
So, and then Ryan went sneaky, which is also at plus three. And then Meyer got... like six on forceful. So yeah.
He succeeded.
So basically, so Ed, you lay your bomb down in the proper spots and step back. Ryan, you
stand back.
Ryan, you find the button to press.
Oh shit. I missed the opportunity.
Why'd you bang the table?
When the walls go up, Krug shouts,
"That's a trap!"
Oh yeah, you totally missed that opportunity.
Damn it!
Why do you bang a table? There's a puffable table.
Yeah. So Ryan, you find that you as you're looking around, you see there's a brick in the wall that's slightly it's just a little bit smaller, and you press it, but then nothing. You hear the wall like trying to move, mm-hmm. and then Kai just goes, ah, boom! It smashes his head into it, and it loosens the door. And so the wall on your side slides up, and then all of a sudden there's a boom as the wall on the other side just crumbles, and all the water just starts sloshing over the floor and covering your feet.
Are you dead?
Doesn't seem like anyone's dead.
Either of you.
No.
Good.
Wait. Ram hasn't said anything.
Ram?
Optimize efficiency.
Get those high beams off.
It's killing. It's kind of killing that battery.
Lowering beams.
Turn them off.
It just dims to complete darkness.
Okay. Maybe
turn them back on a little bit.
Put them back on, yeah.
Would you like to adjust my brightness?
One of you goes over to his screen and just adjusts the slider. There you go.
Wait. He's got a screen?
Yeah. My belly's a big screen. It's a whole interface.
All right.
Siri, activate optimal battery mode.
All right, you took that off.
Damn it. Okay.
His CPU is an iPhone 4. He doesn't have Siri.
No, alright. Listen, I'm not going to be an iPhone anything.
You didn't have no choice. You wouldn't
have it. I will commit suicide.
So, you managed to make it through the trap, and you continue down the hall, and you come to the end of the chamber.
The end.
This whole place is just designed to hold the Star Blade. As you enter, you see the blade is floating in this ethereal blue light, just hovering above, hovering in this blue nothingness.
Objective in 30 meters.
It looks like this. That is the star blade that you see.
Oh my god, I want to fuck it.
Who is going to take it?
Kai.
Me.
Kai, I think you should go and...
I'm going to take it.
All right, I'll take it.
Nope. I must acquire enough wealth to attract the wife. I'm going to take it.
Sure, you grab it first.
I'm going to grab it.
Well, if you guys are going to roll, then roll quick. Both of you. See who gets it first.
Right, I'm going to use my aspect.
Well, you roll first.
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I take things at face value.
You roll first, then you
roll first.
Two.
That's two.
While they're doing that, can I look to see if there are any traps?
Yes.
I roll two as well.
Object is 10 meters, 4 meters, 30 meters. Can't find location.
I'm going to invoke Artificer.
Okay, so what does that put you at?
That puts me... Let's see, that puts me at... That's mine. It's plus two, plus four.
No traps that you can see.
Okay.
All right, so you're both at two. Yeah. So are you going to invoke anything?
Yeah.
Well, I will invoke...
It's going to come down to whichever one of you spends more fate points.
Well, I only have
one. Do you guys really
want
to waste face... God, I can't function today.
You can also invoke the scene aspect.
Yes, there's also expert craftsmanship.
So if you can think of any way to use the scenery in your description of what you're doing.
And I can't... I can't use stunts, could I?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, only if they apply.
Well, if you can say, legs.
You
could
say
jump there first.
What is the descriptor for your stunt?
Plus two for quick on overcoming obstacles or creating advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can use that. That's creating an advantage for you.
All right.
So you're at four.
Then I'm at four.
So Meyer.
I will. Well, I think they are base value, and he did say Kai take it, so I have to. I'm going to get it.
All right. So now you're both at four. Still
tied. Can we just have it that they both grab on each end and they're just sitting there holding it in the middle?
Someone has to grab the fucking sword.
I'll just let Maya do it.
The sword.
He already spent his quarter.
Alright, so...
He spent a whole 25
Meyer, you inch just a little bit forward.
A quarter.
And you grasp the handle of the sword. As soon as you grab it, you feel... The fur on your hand stands on end as you feel this power, and you instinctively know that you are holding Oriax, the Fear Sun.
My God.
You sense the terror-inducing power that the blade holds, and see that how it could, over centuries, drive mad all the inhabitants of the Psycho Jungle.
Oh, really?
Yes, you do. So you get a new stunt. You have Oriax, the Fear Sun.
I should have
Fear Sun.
Fear Sun, F-E-A-R-S-U-N. So,
I
once
spell
O-R-I-A-X.
All right,
T-H-E.
The Fear Sun.
Yeah, F-E-A-R-S-U-N.
Oh God, I don't know how to spell Fear Sun. Yeah.
All right. So once per scene, when you quick or flashily attack, you call out the name of the weapon. This releases a mental attack against any one enemy in sight who cannot add an approach to their defense roll. So it makes it harder for people to defend. You have to call out Oriax, the Fear Sun, as you attack with it.
This is the blade that Randall, the muscly, scary guy, musketeer had.
Randall the Scary Guy?
Yeah, I love his name.
Cannot find any data on Randall the Scary Guy.
What, are you serious? That was like one of the best stories.
Well, to be fair, he doesn't have internet connection.
Yeah, he's able to turn off his Wi-Fi.
He turned his Wi-Fi off, so...
I don't want him to waste his battery.
Let's turn it on.
No, don't turn it on.
Cannot find location. Please turn GPS on.
Don't understand what that is.
I really don't.
We're in the middle of a buried temple.
There's no Wi-Fi here anyway.
We don't get any signal.
Honestly, I don't know what Wi-Fi is.
I have 3 bars.
You turn on your Wi-Fi. Just try.
I can't. I'm not a robot.
Well, are you sure you don't have Wi-Fi?
I mean,
I'm pretty sure he doesn't have Wi-Fi.
I'm pretty sure. I mean,
gotta Google
Dusty, do I have a
I have Wi-Fi. Would you like to enable Wi-Fi?
I'm not going to tell him yes.
Jesse, do I have Wi-Fi?
No, you don't have Wi-Fi. Okay. Don't.
All right. Well, we have the sword.
I have Wi-Fi. Do you need Wi-Fi?
No!
Would you like to enable my Wi-Fi?
No!
I mean, do you want to have your Wi-Fi on?
Yes.
It doesn't matter what he wants. His battery is going to die.
He's a person, too. So, I mean... You can't tell him not to do
anything. Fine. It's his choice. If your battery dies, this time, we're leaving you.
I mean, no, I can't leave him because he's part of the Musketeers, and you can't leave him at home.
You know what?
Are you guys having this discussion as you're leaving, or are you just still standing in the chamber?
I think we're just still standing there.
Oh, that would be interesting to choose between bringing Ram with him and following you out of the jungle. Poor lad would have a brain aneurysm.
Ram, you enable whatever the hell you want.
Updating and downloading all apps.
Oh my god!
36 updates.
There are some updates pending. We need to enable Wi-Fi to download.
You go for it, buddy.
Searching for Wi-Fi.
All right. Come on, let's go to the temple. Let's go to the temple.
So you guys start making your way out. You go back through the now flooding corridor, but you're just getting your feet wet. It's fine.
Processor running slow.
And you get back to the main chamber, where as you walk out, you see standing by the front door is Kajisa.
Hey, Kajisa!
Flanked by 6 Raptor Borg troopers.
Enemy detected.
Raptor Borg?
Yes.
I think I can figure out what those are, actually.
So that's a Raptor Borg trooper.
Kajisa, my dear, you're looking ravishing today.
Hey, they gave him feathers.
Yep. And awesome. This is Kajisa.
You're looking absolutely
ravishing. Kajisa the Bloodmonger. She smiles. Why, thank you so much. I do appreciate you doing the hard work for me in retrieving that sword. As thanks, I shall make you an offer. Give me the Starblade and swear your allegiance to me, and you'll leave here alive and be richly compensated. Otherwise, my troops and I shall take the sword.
When you say richly compensated...
Calculating odds.
What does that mean?
Don't calculate the odds.
It means you'll be richly compensated.
I'm looking for a number.
Is it between 1 and 1,000?
We divvy up the spoils of our takes.
Well, how are you gonna split the sword then?
I take the sword. It would match my other one, and she unsheathes this dark black blade that you see.
What sword is that?
Mine.
Ooh.
But what if you... Listen. Or, how about this? You and I, duel. Whoever wins, get both swords.
No.
Property is one tenth of the law.
But she wants to buy it from us. We're going to huck the thing anyway.
We need both swords, though.
Why?
Where's the Musketeers? That's the whole reason we're doing it.
Also, we don't want her to have them because she's going to use them to ravage the land and kill everybody.
Yeah, you were hired by someone to get the swords first so that they couldn't, destroy
everything.
So
what say you?
Also, we Father built me without a soul.
Or no duel.
And that makes
me
sad.
Or are you too scared to fight?
So there are new aspects of the scene here.
Kai!
What are they?
Blood.
There are columns and alcoves throughout the temple entrance that you're standing in, as well as low light.
I would like to use the low light and sneaky to...
You have to spend a fate point to do that.
Oh.
Yeah, you activating aspects cost a point.
It always costs a fate point. You got one there.
Set traps. Well, she's talking to them.
She's talking to you. You're standing in a group in front of her.
Right, but
you were talking to
her. Yeah,
right.
You were directly talking to her.
I'm going to stop talking to her, and then, while they're talking to her.
Well, Myra started challenging her.
Right.
Ignore her.
That's not really going to work, Ed. You're... standing directly in front of her and we're just addressing her. You are in, she is paying attention to you.
Right, but now she's talking to Meyer, so I'm gonna...
And she can only pay attention to one thing at a time.
I don't know, so she's like one of those lizards that can move each eye independently.
And I can do that.
I'm gonna sneakily, using the low light, try to lay some traps.
Okay, she's gonna... It's gonna be an opposed roll.
Alright, I guess I won't.
Where are you going?
Then.
We were talking. I'm talking to you.
I mean, you could still do it.
Could I do
roll
a sneak
and see who wins?
To use my tongue to take her sword.
Well, okay. So like if you guys are going to attack, we're going into combat.
This is what sword is this?
What the
this
hell?
Is my sword.
I'm trying to duel her, guys.
I want to just disarm her. Then we have two swords.
Listen, I'm trying to be, you know, heroic here. I'm trying to, you know, do a duel.
Well, it'll be easier for you to duel her if she doesn't have a sword.
Or an arm.
I mean, yeah. She hasn't even said anything yet.
Let's do this a bit delicately.
You wish to duel?
Yeah. You, me. When it gets both swords, loser, I mean, dies. I mean, if you want to do it to death, I guess, I mean, if you want to do it to death. Because I already killed your second commander already. And it was pretty easy. It was like one hit, he's dead.
Yes, I heard that you killed him.
Was he really your second in command? I just assumed he was drunk.
He was a drunkard.
Ah.
Fine. You wish to fight?
Yeah.
So be it. So now...
Can I use Clever to see if I can recognize the sword that she has?
No.
She...
Okay.
They're like lost relics.
Walking away so you don't
Well,
get
what about a fan wiki page that somebody speculates what they might be?
Okay, well first everyone roll... quick. Or Ed, you can roll flashy.
Four.
Good.
Four.
Oh, yeah. Finally, I get something
Three.
Good.
Four.
Meyer became a foghorn.
He did.
James?
I got
Meyer's
three.
Always been a foghorn.
Ryan?
You're just noticing.
I'm only half foghorn.
The other half is leghorn.
I knew that was coming.
I say.
Actors are going
running around at the speed of sound.
That's nowhere near here to there.
The place is the dude, gotta follow the rainbow.
What would you do if Will turned into Foghorn Leghorn?
I like, what about instead he's the smaller one?
The chicken hawk?
Yeah.
I'm a chicken hawk. Chickens.
He's scrappy too.
Okay. So she picks up her sword, Meyer, and faces you, and lowers her mask back down on her face. So Ed, Ryan, and Meyer are all at four. So now that she's distracted, Ed, you can try to lay some traps.
Okay.
So roll sneaky.
So that's plus one, and if I invoke, would that help?
That would, yeah, it would give you plus three. So if they want to see your trap, they would have to roll, they'd have to beat a three.
Yeah, I'll invoke the light.
Okay. So you're at a plus three.
Wait,
for your
trap.
Wait,
is it a new scene? As opposed to the other one?
Yes.
Yay, no more stress.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay. So Ryan, Meyer, what are you going to do?
All right. I am.
So wait. What did you do, Ed? What do you? What trap do you like?
So I get to pick what it does.
Well, it's gonna. You got a plus three.
I think technically the way it works is you roll to set it.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you roll?
You got
plus
three.
Okay, so you can divide that plus three between the damage it does and the number she has to beat in order to avoid it. So like you could have it do three damage. But then she would just have to roll a positive number to avoid it. Or you could have it be like two damage and she has to roll at least a one or...
So if she needed three to avoid it, then it wouldn't do any damage.
It wouldn't do any damage, yeah. But maybe it would like...
That's a really lame math. That's a really lame...
That's, well, that's the way fate works.
You didn't roll very well.
Yeah.
You
Did you use your aspect or use the aspect?
Use the scene.
Oh, you've seen it. All right. And you don't have any coins left, so never mind.
There we go.
Come on! That isn't what we said when we set it up. Nice. We said that it would...
there he is.
It would set some kind of limitation on her.
Oh, you wanted to just create an advantage on her?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yes. So yeah, then it would be a plus. It would be plus 3 for her to avoid, and it would give her, whatchamacallit, an aspect with one or two free invokes, depending on what Alex says.
Really like being caught in a bear trap.
So it would be like a snare or a glue or something like that.
Yeah, like a snare.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that head's called.
Yeah,
but you know what I'm talking about.
All right, so Ryan, what are you doing?
I am going to,
I think it's like a feather in it, too.
Sidestep, turn translucent, use my prehensile tail to try to steal her sword.
Okay, I don't know if you're close enough. How long is your tail?
I'll move until I'm in range.
Okay, so that's going to be, you're going to have to make a sneaky check first to see if you can... If you can get to her.
Okay. I sneak at plus 4.
Nope. All right. Yes, she does not notice you.
All right. And then I get prehensile tail can take an enemy by surprise. I get plus 2 when cleverly creating an advantage related to disarming or stealing from an enemy. So I might not necessarily get her sword, but I would at least like it, it's creating an advantage is making an aspect like a boost.
Yeah.
So I guess depending on how well I do. All right. So I get clever 7.
Okay. So yeah. You create an aspect.
I'm just going to take her sword and chuck it.
All right. So I'm going to give her disarmed. She is disarmed.
You're just going to throw it? Did I notice you that?
I'll just steal it. I've got it.
Yeah. Either way, she's disarmed. She notices you now because you just stole her sword. And she's rather angry with you. So, Meyer, you see... the familiar blur of Anomaly Dust Eater.
I don't notice as, that.
Well, okay. Then you just see her sword leave her hand and float next to her.
Oryx to Phasms!
Okay. Well, that's to,
What?
Yeah, so are you doing that quick or flashy?
Flashy.
All right, so roll flashy.
Wait, what? It's one per scene.
Yes, once per scene, you can do that.
I got a 5.
Okay. Yeah, so you hit her. And she is taking a consequence.
Does she say ow?
Yes, she says owie.
Owie!
Owie, wowie.
Owie.
All right, James and Chris, you're up.
Owie Mandel.
Okay.
Like Howie Mandel.
I'm shooting a fireball at one of her
Raptor Borgs.
Raptor Borgs.
Okay.
Greatest comedian of all time.
Oh yeah, the Raptor Borgs are gonna attack too, huh?
Yep.
Alright. I think I'd like to use my strong legs to jump up very high and then land on one of the Raptor Borgs with the Warhammer in between my legs.
Alright, roll it.
He is adorable. Looks like Will on Pickford. Panda Will.
Winnie the Will.
Oh,
Willie the Pooh.
Fuzzy little chubby chubby butt in the fuck butt.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Let me tell you how I was, as a child, an idiot. I never realized they were imaginary.
James?
I got magic 2, but I'm going to use... I must find a soul. My motivation to
animals.
Because like I'm really desperate to.
I think that's what they're
make sure we get the sword so I can get what I want.
Okay.
I never realized that.
I'll take it.
You think surely if these things have the power to recall this destruction, maybe they can grant you a soul?
Yeah. What did you get, Chris?
3.
Okay. You don't kill it, but it's very heavily wounded. James, you shoot a fireball at one of them, and it catches fire. And
so, wait, what happens when I say Oriad is fearful?
So you, she doesn't get to add her aspect to her block. No, her block.
Her block, okay.
Oh, okay.
Just that time.
Okay. Like also, I just start going 110, 100, 100.
Yeah. So you, you can light. So what does your fireball do again?
If it's style, it sets the thing on fire.
Yes.
So forceful and.
Well, you set it on fire and kill it.
Yay. You just see, like, we go 110, 110, 110, 110, and then all of a sudden, like, a hologram just starts coming out of its eyes, and it's a holographic fireball being launched towards the thing, and then all of a sudden, it's really on fire.
Okay. So, Ryan, she knows where you are now, because you're holding her sword.
Okay.
So she is going to, attack you with her... her special blood boiling attack.
Okay.
I got one!
I'm gonna use...
This is a new turn.
No, this is her turn. She
I'm gonna use my precognition.
So how hurt is she? Like, when I didn't even move?
She did not like that.
Yeah.
What does that do for you?
When I carefully defend myself against a threat or inanimate threat, I can out... an outcome surge...
You get an auto defense? You use your action to
take
her sword.
I think you get... an action and a response in Fate.
Okay. Well, in that case, she got a response before, and yeah, Maya still wrote her.
Is the consequence she took, like, is that, like, physical? Like, is it noticeable? Or is it just...
Oh, yeah, she's got a big fucking gash.
And that's something you
Cross
can...
Cross of boobs.
That's an aspect you guys can tag
Invoke.
As well. Yeah.
Where's the gash?
Across her chest. Well, where did you attack her?
Probably go for the chest.
Yeah.
I don't have any more fate points.
Nope.
So you can ask Alex for compels.
Compel me, yeah.
Maybe if he's generous, he will give you.
This is kind of the last battle, I'm thinking.
You're probably. Thinking.
I am thinking.
Alex, compel him to buy
a terrible thing
to
do,
raffle tickets and
rubber. I'm thinking about what
you
want to make
ticket.
It, Alex.
No.
Oh, that's right. He did buy one earlier.
I'm doing it.
I'm thinking of you doing it.
So it's my defense, right?
Yeah.
Carefully defend. With this terrible.
Oh.
Krug move.
Oh.
I hope he's not upset that I'm trying to kill his lady wife.
He just wants to bone.
I'm sorry, Ryan. She rolled plus 8.
Yeah. I rolled minus 1.
Oh, dear.
You want to spend some fate points? That gives her a plus 9 spread on you.
Yeah.
What?
She rolled plus 8, he rolled minus 1.
Well, she cleverly attacks, and that's at plus 4, and I rolled 4 pluses.
So I can outcome surge the result. So what
is
that?
Isn't that if you succeed? You failed.
Well, that's what outcome surging does, isn't it? It lets you step up whatever.
I don't know, honestly.
Okay. The outcome surge. Some powers use a new mechanic called an outcome surge. After you roll for an action and both you and those opposing you have finished using invokes and applying other stunts to it, you can use an outcome surge to improve the roll's outcome by one step as shown on the following table. So I failed your defense result, so I can improve it to a tie.
It's the rules.
Defense succeeds, attacker gets... Wait. Your defense result... I don't understand what the fuck this table means. Okay. So I failed, I can shift to a tie. My defense result was a tie, so the attacker gets a boost. Okay, so instead of dealing 9 boxes of stress to me,
mm-hmm.
she gets a boost, which means there's a temporary aspect on me that she gets a free invoke on.
Okay. So your temporary aspect is... So instead of taking damage, though, you can feel your blood boil.
Okay. That's terrifying. I'm gonna be pretty distracted by
my
that.
My blood's boiling.
Yeah, it's pretty distracting.
Oh no!
So if she attacks me again, she can use that. As, and I can't use my precognition again.
All right. And now the Raptorborgs are attacking.
Isn't there only one left?
There was five of them.
Oh.
There's four left. One of them is attacking each of you, save Ryan, because he is engaged in combat with Westerface. So you can all roll defense to however you want to do it.
Oh, however we want to do it.
Well, how are you going to do it?
I'd like to cleverly step out of the way.
Okay. Well, this one is at range, so he...
That's five.
Six. Oh, wait. What am I, what's the, quick? What was I doing?
Well, however you want to try to counter their attack.
Can I do
that? Entirely depends on how they're attacking me.
They're going to run up and try to bite you.
I'll do,
okay, I...
Well, the one's right next... Oh, no, yours... Well, you killed one. Another one is going to throw a net on you, James.
If I do, like, okay. Forceful, means like, I'm, like, trying to, like, counter their attack?
Yeah, that would be, like, yeah, countering.
All right, I'll do...
Are they sentient or are they animals?
They're sentient.
Okay. All
right. Plus four.
Chris?
I'm gonna...
The one's right in front of you. He's just gonna bite you.
I'm gonna jump out of the way.
Okay,
that would... I can only use the jumpy thing once per fight.
What does it say?
It says... Plus two for quick on overcoming obstacles or creating advantage.
So no.
All right, so definitely going to do that too. All
right, so that's overcoming an obstacle.
James.
All right, so.
Would you let me cut off your hand if you were guaranteed that robot hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does this mean that if he misses me, he's going to step in my trap?
Yeah. Well, yeah. He has to roll first to see if he sees it. He tied, so goes to the defense. So nothing happens.
Yes.
So
by the way, frogs can breathe in the water through their skin.
You have no plus skin. You're skinless.
I'm not skinless.
He does not see your trap. So he becomes ensnared.
The water from the waist.
So this one raptor that's fighting you is ensnared out, so you can invoke that against him.
Okay.
When you attack, I don't breathe at
yes.
all.
No, I can't.
Also, I probably have a
full right. Well, weekend. Someone can.
Yeah, well, so do
well, no, usually, Ed gets a.
Well, yeah, you get a free invoke of it, yes. You get a free invoke of the ensnared on that one raptor borg.
You can't.
James?
I mean, is he, like, throwing a net, like he's, like one of those poor fisherman man, nets, or is it, like, one of those, like,
no, he has a net launcher.
Why are you throwing me?
Sorry, okay.
So he is going to do that, so what are you going to do?
Alright, I rolled three pluses, and I'm trying to think of, like, with the forceful, that would be six, but I don't know how to forcibly...
Poop.
You know what? I'm gonna use forceful, and I'm gonna cut the net up as it gets to me.
So what does that give you?
Plus six.
Plus six. Okay, yeah. So this net comes at you. You just start spinning your arm, and slice through it, and just lands harmlessly at your feet. Meyer.
Yes.
So you're going forceful.
Yeah, that's four.
Yeah. You. Yep. You're good.
So yeah, I think it's like a goo trap. Like okay. Just like he steps on.
He steps
it
in a raptor-sized mouse glue trap. Wait, yeah. Basically.
I have important news.
What?
The longest recorded mating session of panda sex is 18 minutes, 3 seconds.
Wow. Pandas suck. All right, so now we're back to the top of the... So your trap's gone, though, Ed.
Right.
But that raptor is stuck. So Ed, Ryan, and Meyer are all up.
I'm going to stab them.
Okay.
Javelin.
I'm in a duel with...
Well, yeah, she's slightly more focused on Ryan right now because he stole her sword.
I mean,
see if you could stop her because she's boiling my blood.
Yeah, either way, I'm gonna duel on this. I'm his.
Can I cleverly attack him and make a pinpoint?
Anomaly stops in their tracks.
You don't get your
screams.
Bonus for your javelin.
Listen, either way,
I don't
flash it.
Yeah, no,
duel, and I have to save.
That's
my,
I get a plus two bonus once per game.
My companion here.
And flashy is used to determine turn order. That's the only thing it does.
Oh, okay. You can attack with clever.
Alright.
I'll just flash because I'm over the flashy guy.
So that's three
Jason's
and then
going
five.
To get
I guess.
Out of the way.
Five with
that's two, so it got four, so you got plus one on it.
I'm also
so you can invoke its aspect to do. If you invoke its aspect, you'll kill it.
Okay.
If you invoke the free ensnared aspect.
Okay.
because it tries to dodge out of the way, but it can't because it's glued to the floor, and you just stab it through its raptor neck. Mm.
Well, I have four, but I'm going to also invoke my life debt to Dust Eater, so there's six.
Okay. She is going to try to sidestep you. She's going to carefully get out of the way of your attack.
That's a six, buddy.
She has 6 points, too. So you're at six?
Yeah.
All right, she is going to spend a fate point to bump hers up to five. So you hit her, but not much.
Can I evoke another one? Get hurt a lot?
Yeah, if you have more fate points. Right. What are you going to invoke?
Well, I'm going to, because she got hurt last time, so she's pretty fucked up.
Yes, you can evoke her consequence. Yeah. Sure, okay. So that bumps you up to a plus three on her.
Yeah. I want to fuck it.
Okay. Rain?
Okay, I'm not going to attack her. I'm going to create an advantage on her.
Kiss her.
But no, I'm going to turn my skin translucent.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, Ryan, you're holding the sword. I forgot. Yeah. So you know what this sword does. So as soon as you grasp the sword from her, you're holding Tegayan, the Black Sun. She doesn't carry it anymore. Per scene, while sneakily attacking...
Sorry, Eric.
You could loudly invoke the name of the weapon. If you do, you gain plus two to the attack, and then, after the attack, immediately disappear. So you would become invisible.
Okay, which
you're
I can do.
You're placed into hiding with no free invoke. You cannot be attacked until you're brought out of hiding by an overcome action, or if you make an overt action.
Okay, I'll copy that all down later. I'm not going to use it right now.
Okay.
So what I am going to do... I'm gonna create an advantage on her.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm gonna turn my skin translucent and fuck you. I'm gonna turn my skin translucent so she can watch what she's doing to me from my inside. She can literally see my blood boil. And I wanna just like horrify her.
Okay. So what are you rolling to do that?
I'm gonna call that flashy.
Well.
Okay.
Look at my blood.
It's my worst stat, but it's the only thing I can
think
of.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, we'll see how this goes. Okay, so I'm at minus one right now. I can invoke my, horrible translucent skin to bring that up to plus one. That would make it a boost, so it would just go away by the end of the turn if no one uses it.
Okay.
All right, so I will do that.
All right, so she is slightly perturbed by watching your blood boil.
She's never had to see someone... She's never had to see it from the inside.
From the inside, yeah.
She's ill down.
My veins and arteries literally quiver as...
Yeah.
It's awful.
All right, James and Chris...
I'm shooting a fireball at the one that shot a net at me.
Okay, Chris?
Yes, I will try and smash the rest of the life out of the one I smashed last time.
Okay.
Is this what I'm doing?
I'll do my strong legs again, I guess, because I can.
Yeah, okay. So you both roll that. They are going to try to get out of the way. James?
I rolled already.
Oh, okay. What'd you get?
Plus five.
Yeah, I got five as well.
All right, one sec. They got plus... One. So, James, you murder the that guy, and Chris got okay. They're both dead.
Yay, murder!
So that's four raptors down.
Murder.
One.
Those raptors were sentient. Someone made sure of it.
Yes. Yep. Oh yeah, they're sentient.
One of those raptors was 2 days from retirement.
They're mercenaries.
How's Ram's battery?
I've asked him.
Ram's battery is at 50%.
Oh.
Okay.
You gotta find a better battery.
Kaji's up. So she is going to... she's just going to...
Poop.
No. She is going to try to wrestle the sword back from you, Ryan.
Okay.
So you can roll to try to...
I will quickly get out of the way.
Okay.
Or quickly, you know, hold it back as far out of her reach as possible with my prehensile tail.
Okay.
And I'll use that boost. You look what you're doing to me! Okay. It's awful!
So that gives you a plus one. She is rolling. She's going to try to quickly grab it from you.
Oh, good. That's the only plus one I have, because I rolled two minuses.
All right, well, she is at plus two. So she grabs the sword from you. And wrestles it from your tail. And is in her hand again.
All right.
And... Yep. That is her turn. And the raptors, or should I say the raptor. James! That was the last raptor is going to try to shoot you with a net gun again.
That was my friend.
That was my wife.
That was my sister.
Wife.
Whoa.
What is that now?
At four. I guess that would be, if I use forceful again, that'd be seven.
All right. Once again, you just slice the net. The raptor looks rather disappointed.
That was my husband.
All right. Top of the turn again. Ed Ryan and Meyer.
I'm going to use my once per game and cleverly stab her with my lance.
So, raptor or Kaji?
Kaji.
Okay. She's going to try to get out of the way of that.
I'm going to kill her. I'm going to finish with my duel.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I guess that did not go well for you.
Three.
She also got three.
A combination of three?
Yeah, so that's what I'm
trying. All right. Well, I can finish the duel. She's...
Alright, so yeah, attack.
Forcefuling. I got a four.
Four? Alright, she...
Slams him out.
She cleverly takes her sword now and blocks yours.
I must resurrect the sword. I'm going to use my last... whatever.
Fate point,
because I have to...
What does that put you at?
Six.
She's at six, so you would just tie her. And so just save your fate point. You're not getting hurt. She just blocks your attack. You clash swords.
Oh, okay.
Let us gingerly...
Jamez and Krizis.
I'm shooting a fireball at the one that shot a net, and I got a four.
Is that a once per day thing, or is that...
Right down here. The battle axe was once per scene.
Fireballs, whatever.
You didn't say anything about it. You just said if I get a stylish on him, I set him on fire.
Here, I'll check.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right, it's just a forceful attack that sets things on fire. So you got what? I'm sorry?
Four.
Plus four. All right, it's going to try to get out of the way. It also gets plus four.
So tie goes to defender?
Yeah, well, you don't get any moves on it, so yeah, nothing happens. Alright, and Chris?
One, two.
How many of these raptors are left?
One.
Just the one
rebooting.
That tried to kill?
Yes.
Alright, I'll go after it.
System
now.
Error.
I will
not
jump.
Compute.
Edit.
Too many apps open.
I suppose it's far enough away, right? It's,
yeah.
Alright.
You can do
so
that.
So I'm going to do kind of like a straightforward lunge, and I'm going
to
just hold my
warhammer
in front of it and just make myself into a battering ram, basically. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, this was good.
Nice.
That was the exact opposite of what I rolled.
Eight.
Negative two. So Chris, you lunge forward and it just turns and looks at you and your hammer just goes right into its mouth and out the back of its head.
Sounds right.
So that's the last raptor down.
Take that.
It tries to bite you, but instead just bites your hammer.
Sorry, I didn't have enough memory to activate Fireball. Please delete some apps.
Okay. So, Ryan, Kajisaw is going to try to sneakily attack you, because she's facing Meyer, and she's just going to quickly turn around and try to slice you with her sword.
All right.
And as she does, she says, Tigayan, the Black Sun.
What is she at?
She's only got one stress and one.
No, what is her initiative?
She is at two.
Okay, because you skipped me then.
I thought you. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you went before. So go. Yeah.
I'm gonna try to steal the sword back from her.
Okay.
Because I can do that with my.
Gonna try to hold on to
tail.
It.
Hang on. Cleverly.
Oh, she's not disarmed anymore.
Yeah. Oh, good.
That sounded sarcastic.
Yeah. So I'm at 3.
So is she.
You know what? I will spend my last fate point.
Oh man, I should have used that. Whatever.
It was assholes like these who murdered my family.
Okay.
I must avenge my mutant clan.
Okay.
So that puts me.
She
at 5.
Is going to invoke your boiling blood to make it a little bit harder for you.
Okay.
So.
In that case, since it's a tie, I can succeed with a consequence.
Yep.
Can I? So maybe I just grab it by the blade instead of by the hilt?
Okay. This is a magic sword.
Yeah.
So you're gonna take a mild consequence.
That's fine.
It's just the way you set it up was like, well, this is a magic sword, so.
So you're gonna take a mild, so it's mild. Consequence.
It's like kids making up rules as they're playing games. No, it's
your hand.
My tail.
Oh, your tail. Your tail is visible.
Okay.
Because you're invisible, and this sword makes things invisible, it counteracts. So your tail is visible.
Ooh.
You can't make your tail invisible anymore.
Son of a bitch.
Okay. Well, then she is not going to scream that out. She is going to, however, try to boil your blood some more, Ryan.
All right.
You keep stealing her fucking sword.
I don't know. How do I sneakily avoid someone boiling my blood? What if I can, like, I don't have any fate points, but I can, like, dodge behind a column. So I'll just, like, dart from place to place so she
sure.
can't get a... And that'll be my sneak.
Oh, you can cross out the free invoke under your boiling blood there.
Oh, yeah. Great. Five.
Yeah, she only got one. So you managed to dart away like a little lizard thing.
With a visible tail.
Yes, with an invisible tail. The raptor is dead, so we're at the top of the turn. It's just Kajisa and you guys. So Ed, Ryan, and Meyer. What are you doing?
Well... I'm gonna duel. I gotta finish this.
All right, she's unarmed again, though. It's not really a fair fight.
I mean,
is that in the Musketeer's handbook at all?
That's true.
Is it a win-win?
You know what? I'm annoyed because I'll be like, hey, we're in a fight. You can't fight me. I can't fight him.
So, are you just saying
I'm
that?
I'm trying to distract her.
Okay, so you're trying to create advantage.
Yeah.
That would be flashy.
Okay.
You're trying to get her attention on you.
Hey, good.
Can I...
That's a 6.
Yeah.
Can I, like, use some sort of device on her that, like, puts an aspect on her?
I mean, you don't really have any devices to do that. You know, your bag of traps is to set traps...
Well, like before, like when I used the explosive.
Okay, yeah, so you're trying to create. So, what are you trying to do?
Maybe like a mine of a paralysis
a mine.
Or something. You know, some sort of like some sort of like
paralytic.
Small thing that'll attach to like the base of her spine and
okay,
like
shock that's
going to
be clever. And Ryan,
Oh, Jesus H. Christ. I'm going to attack her with the sword. Why the hell not?
Okay.
So that's one.
I shout, okay. Tegan, the Black Sun.
Tegan, the Black Sun. Tegan,
the Black Sun.
All right, so it has to be a sneaky attack to do that.
Okay.
Where's
the air side?
It's a plus 4.
She is still going to try to get out of the way.
Why would you say sorry to
her? That's plus 2, so you get a
sorry,
2 on her.
I never say sorry to her.
I'm sorry. You get plus 2 to the attack when you do that.
I don't get it, so I don't do it.
Right.
So I got 4. I got plus 4.
Incredibly rich.
Whatever you got, plus another 2.
So that's 6.
All right, so she got 2, so that drops you to 4.
Tell it's not.
Be
on the internet.
What did my thing do?
What's the internet?
Well, it doesn't... It happened. This all happens at the same time.
Okay.
So that gives her a severe consequence. So she is not looking good. So Meyer,
yes.
She is distracted by you.
Thank you.
And you got 6.
Yes, I did.
All right, so that's going to give you two free invokes of distracted.
Because she's so fucking confused.
Yes. And she gets a -1 to her roll. Okay. Her next roll.
Hey, we're in a duel here, and you're, like, not,
James and Chris.
To the duel.
I'm going to launch a fireball.
At her?
Very rude.
Yeah.
You do know in the Musketeer handbook it says one-on-one duel. All attention has to be on the duel. You can't be distracted by this duel. Don't you know the etiquette of duels?
All right, that definitely hits her. She was at -1, so that gives you a slide of 4. So that would actually kill her.
I set her on fire.
Well, technically, since you're taking her out, you get to decide what happens to her. So do you?
Oh, that's true. She might not die.
Do you kill her? It's up to you.
Okay. Well, as a robot, it said she's in the way of our objective. So I start going counting in binary to activate my fireball.
Binary.
And you see the hologram projection of the fireball come out of my eyes and slowly go towards her. And then all of a sudden, like, I close all my apps and the fireball goes faster and just sets her on fire.
So is she dead or is she just on fire?
She's toast.
Okay, so Ryan Meyer, you go, hey, look at me, and she looks at you, and all of a sudden you feel the heat and you know what's coming, so you jump, you sidestep out of the way, and this fireball.
And she's got his spinal thing.
Yes, and she's feeling tingly because of the spinal thing.
Oh, she likes tingle though.
And this fireball just slams straight into her chest. And explodes, and you hear her scream as it's like she just gets covered in napalm, and her flaming body just goes flying out the front door and lands in the dirt in front of the temple, just burning.
I also kind of want to see her, like, reaching up and looking at the Wicked Witch.
What does her minions say? Her army of minions say?
They're dead. You killed them.
Well, her battle raptors are dead. I'm sure her army is still around.
Yeah. Oh, they're not right there. This was the exploratory force.
Well.
Wait, so does that count as...
objective complete.
We've got both swords now.
Does that count... What the hell? Listen, you...
Don't calculating count. Experience.
Ram! Yeah. Ram!
Hold in circle.
Yes, sir.
Did you not... I'm in a duel with her. You can't interrupt the duel.
Sorry, I did not acknowledge.
You can't interrupt the duel.
That is not part of my programming.
I think he just did.
What the hell?
Oh, wait, look, she's still alive. Stab her.
Oh, is she?
Yes.
Oh, let me say it.
She doesn't move like people normally do when you stab them.
But... You won.
I won?
Yeah.
You won the duel. Good job.
All right.
I would like to point out that I have gotten the final blow.
What are you talking about? I just did.
He won the duel, Ram.
Yes, the duel has been won.
Him.
The duel.
All right. So you guys did manage to recover both blades, which is what you set out
now,
to do.
Not for nothing, but aren't we supposed to prevent her from getting the sword? She's dead now, so we've pretty much completed.
Well, no. She was one of the master's servants who was looking for the swords. You're trying to stop the master from getting the swords because she would just use them to. Destroy things.
I mean, yeah, that's one of the reasons we're getting so big. Other reasons is to, you know, resurrect the musketeers. So
right. Yeah, sure.
Let's do that.
So we're like now, like we're up two swords. So that's pretty good.
You guys don't hear me saying that my battery's getting low.
None of you look over. The screen on Ram's chest is just flashing red.
20%.
Battery with a flash.
So,
is that like
we
5?
We have 2 swords, and there's 5 swords, so that means we need...
Come on.
2 more swords? Close.
You were close.
Close.
4 more swords?
You do hear a Ram facepalm for that one. Clank!
What's between 2 and 4?
7. Five?
It rhymes with tree.
Tree.
Yes.
You need to find 3 more swords.
3 more swords.
Yes.
As you set out back through the psycho jungle, you see that the miasma that covers everything seems to part as you walk through carrying the blade. So you're not subjected to the psychotropic fog anymore.
Yay. Math doesn't exist in but bamboo.
You are subject to the psychotropic excretions from my frog legs.
Well, yes. Only if you lick them. All right, and the adventure draws to a close. Will our heroes ever find the other blades?
The tree more blades.
The tree more blades. Maybe if we need something else to play one night, they will.
Yeah. Or maybe it'll never happen again.
Probably that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the setting. The intro is a little okay, but there's a lot of flexibility.
I like our characters.
Yeah,
I like being. A
Wait, does the robot die? Does Ram die midway through the?
He just falls over.
Oh God, damn it!
You guys are kind of used to.
We get back to the the bar. Somebody unmute Ram.
Where is Ram?
We left Ram 20 miles back.
What? It just cuts back to Ram just sitting there, just like
lying.
You just stopped.
I like how he just would just stop and his face up.
Yeah.
So he just face first and then
whatever, I'm sure he'll show up some point.
Nice.
Good night.
His solar panels will eventually recharge him.
Okay. And so ends the Masters of Umdar. The Starblade of Seul.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I did enjoy that.
Yeah, maybe one day when it's not like 11 o'clock when we start playing.
It wasn't 11.
It was pretty close.
Yeah, it was 10:50.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't 11.
Yeah, well, I can't really argue.
He said
with that.
Like 11.
10:30 is not like 11.
10:50 is much more like 11.
Yeah, but it's not more like 11 like 11 is.
No, 11 isn't like 11. 11 is 11.
Yeah, actually, it is more like 11, because 11 is 11.
But 10:50 is like 11.
This is a very silly conversation. So, listeners, there you go. Short little fake game.
This is a very silly conversation.
I think it's a great conversation.
You're a very silly person, and I don't want to interview you anymore.
Yeah.
All right, so, listeners, have a good night. I hope everyone has sweet dreams when they go to bed tonight.
I hope you have dreams about Will.
I hope you have dreams of a skinless person's blood boiling from the inside.
Better than their blood boiling from the outside, because then they're just on fire.
Yeah. I hope you have dreams that the Meyer disease is real and you caught it.
It is real. And you have caught it.
I don't give a fuck.